Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, one of the quickest ways that we can get this show into the ears of more contractors and add value to them and in turn bring respect and dignity back to the trades is ratings and reviews. My ask for you today is simple. Go give us a rating and a review. That's it. Share how this show has helped you. Share how it's added value to you in any way, shape, or form. Do that so that this show reaches more contractors and makes the industry better for everybody. Super appreciate that. You guys rock. Let's do this. All right, fighters. I recently was having a conversation with somebody on our team. I'll spare you all the details and who it was and stuff. It's not important. But basically, the conversation went like this. I said to this person, I said, hey, you know, you hop on and you do some training and some coaching, and it's great, and you totally know what you're talking about, but you keep using the same stories over and over for years. And as powerful as some of those stories that we have from our past are, I challenged this person to tell new stories. In fact, I even found this in myself, which is why over the past year and a half, 2 years, I've really been stepping on the gas with myself to grow as an individual. And so that's my challenge for you today as you kick this week off, is what will you do today that is story worthy? What risk will you take? What conversation will you have? What action will you take? What leap of faith will you take today? What challenge? How will you make yourself uncomfortable? I could go on and on. Like, guys, a couple of weeks ago, I finished 75 hard, and now I'm on the phase one of the Live Hard program. If you don't know what it is, there's a thing called Google that you can figure it out. You know, but I just felt I needed to get more uncomfortable, right? So I did it. And then on day 37 of 75 hard, I broke my foot. And I finished 75 hard with a broken foot. And it's just healing now and some things like that. But guys, the point is I have a story to tell, okay? The story I'm telling you right now about the person in my company that I challenged is a story to tell because I made it a point to raise the bar in our company. And that's what I want to challenge you with here today. We can all look back and go, I used to this and I used to that. And when I find myself doing that, going back in the well of several years ago and telling those victory stories about my life, my health, my relationships, my business, whatever, what that communicates to me and what I hear in others when they're going back to the well like that again is you're not growing. I'm not growing. What have you fucking done for me lately? What have I done for myself lately to grow and be able to have another story to tell? You know, it reminds me of the show Vikings that was on, I think, the History Channel. And it was one of the first episodes, if not the first. And, you know, what's his name? Ragnar, I think that's his name. He's like, hey, I want to, instead of raiding east in inland, he wanted to hop in the boat and go that way, the opposite way that the king always wanted them to go. And basically, he went around the room to all the dudes on his crew and he says, are you in? Are you going to come with me? Let's go do this. And everyone's like, yeah. And then they get to his brother, Rollo. And I might be, I don't know if I'm exact in my quote here. It's been a while since I saw this, but it always stuck out to me. He says, what about you, brother? Are you going to come with me? And he says, of course, I need stories to tell my kids. Okay. And that's really where I'm coming from here today. What kind of stories do you want to be able to tell someday? What kind of wins and struggles and failures of types of stories do you want to be able to share because you had the balls to step up and do something? Maybe some of you listening to this right now are working for a shithead and you're being a chicken shit to go off on your own. Well, you know what? Write your new story. Be the fucking hero. All right. Maybe some of you are in debt up to your eyeballs and your marriage is a wreck and you're a fat fucker. Okay. Fill in the blank what your issues are. How about getting uncomfortable? How about making a decision? How about planting your flag to do something worthy of telling a new story 6 months from now or a year from now or 5 years from now or whatever it might be, or a fucking week from now for all I care. All right. So I want to challenge all of you that are listening to this here today. Do something. Be someone that's worthy of telling a new story. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way, and don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, You need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at RealTomReber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.